Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You are still the goodness in my life.
Yep, definitely the goodness in our lives. Toby Mac with the goodness. Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to this beautiful, rather quiet Friday. It is Women's Day after all, so a very good afternoon to you. And a happy Women's Day. Of course, a big thanks to the Dominee, Johan Els, for paving the way for me this afternoon. A big, big, big thank you. We'll be doing this from now all the way up until 6 o'clock this evening. And it's going to be quite a busy one as well. Got a special interview coming up a short bit from now with Pastor T. And I'll tell you exactly what our conversation is about. It's about her upcoming event, Unlocking Kingdom Business Conference. And it's coming up at the end of this month. I think it's 30th of August, yes, happening at the Gallagher Hotel. So stick around for that and she'll give us more details on what is happening. How relevant on Women's Day that we've got a woman coming up and just, you know, doing all things great in the space of business.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Kreste in Samulo, ya inkwaso, Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Elijah again, welcoming you to Kreste in Shamulo, Christ is the Answer, Corner of Wisdom. This is a continuation of our four-part series on four great ladies. I have decided to share on these four great ladies in this month of August, which is recognized even by the United Nations. It is Women's Month. May the Lord bless all the women of the world. All of us, the over 8 billion people of the world, we have been given birth to by women free of charge. My mother has gone to be with the Lord, and I thank God for my mother, Mwarikotro Panisa, who gave birth to 14 children. I am number 3. She did not have much education, but God used her to give birth to 14 of us. One mother, one father. And she took care of us, and she educated us, and most of us, 14, we are successful. Some are high school teachers, some are members of parliament, others have even retired, you know, as teachers in high schools. We thank God for my mama. And I know many men, they thank God for their mothers. You cannot say thank you enough for your mother especially, but also for your dad. We thank God for parents, good parents, who raised their children in an environment where their children could develop dreams, where their children could have vision, where their children could have a longing and desire to be something good and to be something successful in life. So as we continue to recognize women in South Africa, Africa and the world, I am sharing with you today our last episode on four great women in the Bible. And the woman we want to end this episode with is a lady called Phoebe in the Bible. A great lady indeed. A lady of significant and wealth. A wealthy lady. A rich lady financially. Remember, ladies, poverty is not from God. And poverty is not also from the devil. Because the devil is very poor. He doesn't have anything. That is why wherever the devil goes and he is allowed, he goes either to individuals, families, companies, countries, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It is only Jesus. When you allow him in your space, he comes to give you abundant life. Abundant life in your spirit, abundant life in your mind, your thinking life, abundant life in your physical life. You can be healthy. He gives you abundance in business, in knowledge. It is wonderful to be saved and to know God. I wish all the born-again Christians could know that just by being saved, you are in a hall of fame. Now, in this lady called Phoebe in the Bible, her story is recorded in Romans chapter 16, verses 1 and 2. Not so much is written about her, but what we know about her is enough to motivate women to be something or to become something good. Number one, Phoebe was a devoted, committed follower of Jesus Christ. May all the women of the world follow Jesus. Jesus will not only make you, ladies, fishers of men, you will also be entrepreneurs, to be business ladies, to be influential ladies, to be ladies of beauty, to be ladies of purpose, to be ladies of intelligence, to be ladies of greatness. Number two, Paul was recognized by Paul. You know, to be recognized by Paul, Paul was a great man of God, a genius who studied law for 15 years under Professor Gamaliel. He wrote about 14 volumes of books in the Bible, and he planted many churches. He traveled extensively, and before he died, after exhausting many countries with the gospel, he had a dream to visit Spain, to preach there about Christ. So it is this caliber of a man who recognized Phoebe. Even if you are not recognized by others, ladies, there are other greater people who recognizes you. I know Pastor Muta in her book recognizes women, and I recognize women, and you must also learn first to recognize and to appreciate yourself. And number three, Paul identified her as a woman that he would trust with taking her writings to some certain destinies. If Paul can trust Phoebe with recorded words, documented words, I tell you, you can also be trusted to do exceedingly great things by the God who loves all people, who does not discriminate against people. Number four, Phoebe, she was a risk taker. She never accepted a no for an answer. You must learn, ladies, to take risks for God. Take risks for yourself. Take risks for others. As you take risks by faith, by boldness and courage, you will accomplish great things. You will blaze the trail, and you will be instrumental in encouraging others to be like you. And lastly, Phoebe was a servant of God who unapologetically served God at her time. May God raise women in South Africa, Africa, and beyond to be servants. If you serve God, God will bless you with joy and happiness, and God will use you as you serve other people. The Bible says you are blessed when you serve than to be served. May we learn from the four ladies I shared with you in the four episodes to encourage you to be what God designed you to be. This is Elijah. God bless you.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashangani's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashangani.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashangani on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082 657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.